Welcome to Breaking Character, the podcast dedicated to Southwest Michigan's arts and entertainment scene. I'm Jeremy D. Bonfiglio.
And I'm Paul Mao. Breaking Character is sponsored by the Mendel Center at Lake Michigan College and the Herald Palladium, with additional support by the Twin City Players, the Mason Jar Cafe, and our latest sponsor, the Krazzle Art Center. On today's episode, we will hear a bit of Jeremy's interviews with singer-songwriter Griffin House, who performs this weekend at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, as well as Joan Colosso, who headlines this year's Coming Home, Coming Together concert right here in Benton Harbor, plus our weekly rundown of other events, notable area events.
Yeah, and while the Krazzle Art Center's 56th annual Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff may still be a couple weeks away, earlier this week, they had their reveal party at the Livery in Benton Harbor. As usual, the party revealed the 2017 poster design and poster artists, but there were a couple of other exciting reveals about this year's art fair to talk about as well. Fortunately, we were able to wrangle the very busy Corey Wollison, the associate event director at the Krazzle, who also organizes the art fair, to visit with us here in the studio today and talk about all of this. So thanks, Corey, for breaking away from art fair planning madness to chat today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's perfect timing, since I've got a whole huge list of signs to talk to art and image about, so I can do two things at once. It's awesome.
Oh, well, great. Well, so first off, let's talk about this year's poster design and the poster artist. So tell us who's the artist and what can you tell me about their work?
Sure. Well, it's really fun, whimsical work. Stephen Palmer is our poster artist. He's actually a Michigan artist. He's from Traverse City.
Oh, great.
And it is his first time in the Krazzle Art Fair.
Oh, even better.
And so if you're at the party on Tuesday, you will have seen the really whimsical, kind of fun, a little bit silly, a little bit goofy fish that he makes from found objects.
Oh,
so
nice.
They're very, you know, very playful and whimsical. And he's just been a dream to work with, really helpful, really great, and so excited to come down to the Krazzle on July 8th and 9th to participate in the art fair.
So this work is available not only on the poster, but on t-shirts as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Where can we get those and how much
you
are they?
You can get the t-shirts. I believe they're $25 a piece, and they're really super soft, cozy shirts. We've got men's and ladies' styles, and those will be available at the fair. Or you know, if you had planned ahead and gone to the Livery, you could have picked up one there.
There you go.
We're revealing more than just the poster.
Nice.
We've got some t-shirts. We've got some other fun things that we'll be unveiling as we get closer and closer to the art fair.
Well, spoiler alert. Can you unveil and tell us about your new app?
Yes. Well, again, if you had gone to Livery, which, you know, Paul.
Clearly I didn't. Sorry.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
I'm a busy man.
So we have, for the first year, partnered with MailMax and Farhead Apps,
mm-hmm.
and we have launched a mobile app for the art fair. You can download that at any time. Just go to your favorite provider, Google Play or the iTunes Store, and it is the Krazzle Art Fair app, and that gives you information on the participating artists, shuttle information, sponsor information. So we're really trying to give people options to have that in their hand. You know, so many of us are mobile and connected all the time. Instead of flipping through that guidebook.
Listening to your favorite podcast.
We can like make links. We can do all sorts of stuff. And I think it'll really, you know, bring a new option to people who
want
to explore St. Joe and the fair and our Twin Cities.
Right. So the booklet's still going to be available for people who don't. But if you don't want to carry the booklet around, you don't have to. Now you have the app.
Totally. That's exactly. Awesome. Yeah. And you'll be able to search artists by what discipline they're in. There'll be a booth map that's in there. So, you know, you have some options, and maybe we'll be a little bit greener and not
save
use as many.
Exactly.
Save a tree. Save a tree. Use some electricity, you know. Get that wireless going.
So. Now, you know, okay, so we had the artist, we have the app, but there's one more big surprise, right? And perhaps a reveal party favorite, considering it was held at the Livery. The Krazzle and Livery teamed up for an official art fair brew. Now, tell me how this came
yes.
about.
Well, I used to work in the alcohol industry before I came to this area.
Uh-huh.
And so we'd done some collaborations where I used to be, and I thought, oh, you know, the Livery is a really great local organization. They're always supporting other organizations with their community pint nights. So
sure.
I just went over and you know, poked Simon a little bit and said, you know, you guys should have a Krazzle brew. And so he and his team have made us a lovely, lovely beer. It's called Lotus. Lotus the beer, a little homage to our Lotus the Hippo statue
oh, sure.
that's out on the grounds of the Krazzle. And Lotus is a really fresh, citrusy, kind of hoppy, light session IPA. So every time you buy a Lotus beer at the livery through the whole month of July, the Krazzle will get a dollar of the proceeds.
Oh, that's
awesome. So it's a really, really generous gift and collaboration with the livery. And also you'll be able to drink it at our annual block party, our opening night party on Friday night, which opens the weekend of the art fair, Friday, July 7th on the Krazzle grounds.
Fun.
So lots of stuff going on, and we'll have our own hashtag Lotus the beer. So look for that to appear everywhere and show us how you're drinking it through the month of July.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like it's the perfect kind of summer beer too.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it was delicious. Again, you know, like they do some good work.
Oh, well, that's great. And now we should remind people that the Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff kicks off with that block party the evening of Friday, July 7th. And then the art fair itself runs Saturday, July 8th and Sunday the 9th. For more information, you can contact the Krazzle Art Center at 983-0271. Visit krazzle.org or check out, apparently, the new app, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to download it right now.
Yeah. So,
yeah, download it. Download it.
Real.
It's ready. Totally.
So we want to thank Corey for being here again today. And now we expect you to come back in a couple weeks, right, to talk about the art fair happenings and details.
Totally, totally. There was
all
one
right.
shameless plug I have to get
all
in.
Right, sure,
we still need volunteers. We need more than 400 volunteers to make the art fair happen.
Yeah.
I'm the only staff person who works on it year-round.
Wow.
We have a dedicated volunteer leadership team. But if you want to get involved, if you love the fair, if you've been to it, if you think it'd be fun to be behind the scenes, go to our website, click through. We've got plenty of opportunity for you to become involved. So thanks, guys. And we'll do a recap after.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to have you back. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And again, that the website is krazzle.org. So if you want to volunteer, as well as find out more information, check that out. And thanks again, Corey, for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Good luck.
Thanks.
I think the art fair is probably the most important art event all year long.
It's huge.
In our area. And I love your smile and your enthusiasm.
Oh, good. Well,
so.
Thanks. I'm smiling with fear in my heart.
Well, on the radio, I have to point out the smile.
Awesome.
So
it's going to be great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
Appreciate
have
the opportunity.
The City of Benton Harbor will host the 19th annual Gene Harris Coming Home, Coming Together concert this Sunday evening at the Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park at the corner of Pipestone and Main in downtown Benton Harbor. Headlining this year's show is Chicago-based vocalist Joan Colosso, who is known for her blend of jazz, R&B, blues, and gospel in a way that gives her a distinct sound. Jeremy recently caught up with Joan, as well as her husband and band leader, Larry Hanks, to talk about headlining this year's concert and her career. Here's what she had to say about how music first came into her life.
I'm from Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I've been in music ever since I was a little girl in church and studied music in school. I sang in the Chicago Children's Choir when I was in the eighth grade and studied under Lena McLean when I was in high school and went on to do music. So I've been in music almost my entire life. My initial introduction to jazz was with my father. He was a jazz lover. He was a music lover. He loved all kinds of music, but he also loved jazz. So he listened to his LP in the house, and I would listen with him and discovered that his favorite female singer was Nancy Wilson. And so that was the beginning of it. And then when I was, of course, coming up, I was involved in the music that was current to my time, which is R&B and soul music. And I got an opportunity to be involved in a play that was about the blues when I was in my early 20s. And at some point during that time in my life, I also ran into a young man who I call my jazz daddy, Miss Jimmy Ellis, who is a prominent saxophonist here in the city of Chicago. And he credited with giving me my very first jazz gig at the Moosehead in Chicago. And so, and since then I've done, you know, early on I did Andy's for some years and that kind of started it. And since then I've just been entrenched in the jazz scene here in Chicago.
Now, people might recognize Joan and her voice from the 1997 history-making film Soul Food, which she appeared and sang in. She's also done a couple guest spots on the TV series Empire, and here's what she had to say about those two projects.
I got a call from Sharon King, who was a casting agency here in the city of Chicago, and she told me that they were looking for someone to sing His Eyes on the Sparrow in this production that was coming out called Soul Food. And I went and auditioned. I just went to the production office, and they shot a little video on a little camera. I sang the song, and I left, you know, like auditions go. And then I got the call back, and I got it, and I was really, really excited about that. So that was excellent. That was the first time I actually saw myself on the big screen like that. You know, we went to see it, you know, at the opening here in Chicago and all of that, and all the phone calls from my family. But, yeah, that's how that came about. It was a small part, you know. It was like, you know, I was there singing, and you blink your eyes a couple times, and it was over. Yeah. So it was a small thing, but it was a great honor, and people always like to reference that when they have me, you know, at an event or something like that. That's been one of the points of reference. Nowadays, they talk about Empire. I've done an episode for the hit series Empire now, and again, it was a small part of the whole scheme of things, but it was prominent to many people that I was able to be involved in that.
Now, of course, Coming Home, Coming Together's namesake is the late jazz pianist Gene Harris, who, of course, has Benton Harbor ties and happened to be an idol of Joan's husband and bandleader Larry Hanks, whose trio backs the vocalist on Sunday. Here's what Larry, who's also a pianist, had to say about Gene.
The approach that he has to the music is similar to where my head is at, and probably Jones too, in the sense that he was very soulful in playing, you know, the American songbook and the jazz standards. So in that instance, because we kind of teach each other because of our background in R&B and pop and hip hop and gospel, you know, those kinds of influences you hear all through Gene's music. And the thing that he was so skillful at was making, I think, what he played palatable to the general public. So if you didn't really know anything about jazz, you could still appreciate his approach to it because he made his music so understandable by just, you know, the average music listener. And I think that's one of the things that I think that highlighted his career, because he really came along at a period like Ramsey Lewis and some of his contemporaries of the heyday of that sound of jazz, when it was becoming so popular in the general public's view. It would have a little bit of a nudge to the left, mainly because, you know, the influx of, at the time, rock and roll and what Ray Charles was playing, some of the highlights and Elvis, and people who were taking blues and jazz combinations and making what I would say popular music or pop music at the time. So I think those elements come across in his music. And so I think those are some of the parallels between Joan and myself and Gene Harris, in the sense that those elements, I think, come across in our performance.
Now, Joan has recorded 5 CDs, including her latest, My Heart Speaks, in 2015. She also recently and reluctantly recorded a new live album, which she may or may not bring with her when she performs here on Sunday.
I don't know if you've heard of Andy's Jazz Club.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I run at Andy's on Mondays, and I've been there since March.
Oh, great.
And so my husband had this great idea to come in and record me live. So that's the last thing that we did a few weeks ago. We did a live recording at Andy's. So we are listening to it, and he wants to use it as a my next CD, and I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to see if it's not too embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
You know, live, you get one chance when it's live. When you're in the studio, you can do it all over and over until you get it right. So, but I am leaning toward letting him go ahead and do that. So we may have a few CDs. As you know, we're going to be at Elkhart Jazz Festival.
Right.
And then we'll be coming to coming together concert. And so we'll see what we have left. Not going to do a whole lot of them because we're kind of like in crunch time. So I'm letting it happen, but I'm not really sure yet. But that's where we're at with recording. And we'll have some. My favorite CD, just for the record, was recorded in 2014. And it's called Ooh Wee, My Favorite Things.
Uh-huh.
And I will have some. And we'll be doing some selections from that CD for the concert. I also do a couple of songs from My Heart Speaks. But My Heart Speaks has got some different elements on it. It's more of an eclectic piece. It's not all jazz. So for those who like, you know, R&B and, you know, more eclectic taste in music, My Heart Speaks will be good for them. And then if we have any of the live ones left, we're only going to make a few, then we'll have some of those as well, which will be live at Andy's Jazz Club in Chicago.
Once again, Joan Colosso and the Larry Hanks Trio headlines the 19th annual Gene Harris Coming Home, Coming Together concert. Opens at 5 p.m. Sunday with music scheduled to begin at 6:15 at Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park, 127 Pipestone, Benton Harbor. In addition to Joan, opening acts include the Yvonne Akansima Trio and the amazing Benton Harbor High School Drumline. Attendees are encouraged to invite friends and family to bring lawn chairs, blankets, and other comfortable seating for this outdoor event. The concert is free, but donations are accepted to cover the costs. Rain location is the Lake Michigan College Mendel Center main stage. Snacks and non-alcoholic beverages are welcome in the city center for the concert. However, no food or beverages will be allowed at the Mendel Center Rain location. For more information, call the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, who serves as this year's event principal sponsor, at 982-4030 or visit www.smso.org.
Now, Nashville-based singer-songwriter Griffin House returns for an 8 p.m. concert on Friday at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks. House is touring in support of his latest studio album, So On and So Forth. A collection of original tunes, including Paris Calling, Sweet Sensation, a love song to the city released as an early single in December after the Paris attacks. Here's what House had to say about recording that album.
Well, I recorded the record in New Jersey, so that was one major thing about it. I left Nashville to go up to Asbury Park and record. I kind of wanted to do that just to do something new and different. I knew that a lot of records were being made in Nashville, and I knew a lot of the people there, and it just seemed like in order to get some sort of fresh take on my music and my songs, it might be good to get out of town. So I found this studio up in New Jersey, and I had a little bit of a connection up there because one of the first tours I ever did was with Bruce Springsteen's wife, Patti Scalfa. And I had some good memories up there. So I went to a studio called Lake House, and we recorded everything live, pretty much. I met the guys that played on the record for the first time the day I showed up, and I played them the songs, and then we went in there and just recorded them all live. Kind of a way that most records aren't made anymore, just kind of getting in a room and everybody playing together and not doing many fixes at all, just almost recording the entire album live. So that was an interesting way to do it, and it really worked out well.
Now, one of the highlights of the album, of course, is that song Paris Calling, which was the early single released after the terrorist attacks in Paris, but actually written and recorded before the event happened. Here's a little bit about what Griffin had to say about it and about how the song kind of took on new meaning following those attacks.
I wrote it just to tell people that I missed Paris and wanted to go back, and sort of I was missing being there, so I wrote the song for myself just to kind of remind myself of how much I love it there. And I put the song on the record, and we recorded it in New Jersey, and then a few months later the terrorist attacks happened, and it was actually my publicist's idea to maybe try to raise some money for the Parisians and people that had been the victims of the attack over there by putting the song out early. And so we did that just to kind of do something and release the song early, but it ended up getting picked up on CNN. So they did a really big feature on the song and an interview with me and a live performance, and it ended up being broadcast all over the world on CNN one night, and they aired it like right before the snippet of U2 and Eagles of Death Metal on stage at their concert in Paris. So it was really kind of a neat, kind of like a little really cool moment for me, because I'm a fan of both of those bands and grew up listening to U2, and then being on CNN like right before them on television broadcast all over the world was a pretty cool thing.
Another highlight of the album is the song A Painting by Hieronymus Bosch. Here's a little bit about what he had to say about that one.
That song's kind of a combination of, a lot of the idea behind that song is sort of, about the dynamic between a man and a woman, and or I guess vice versa, a woman and a man, and how sometimes you can try to reach out and extend love to somebody and it seems like it's not what they're actually after. And so I kind of wrote it as a joke a little bit, probably after like my wife and I had a little skirmish or something, and then I kind of used that idea in the setting of just riding through these trains in Europe and just kind of like a guy wandering through Western and Eastern Europe on a train, kind of like looking for love, but no matter how much he tries to reach out and find it, the girls say they want love, but that's not really what they're looking for. They're looking for something else. So, kind of that, which I don't really talk much about, really. I kind of just say it's just a song called A Painting by Hieronymus Bosch, and kind of about being on a train rolling through the European countryside, but there's a little bit of a different layer there during the chorus, and that's sort of what it's about.
Now, let's take a little bit of a listen to that song. Here's A Painting by Hieronymus Bosch.
I met this European girl and we got lost in a painting by Hieronymus Bosch. Drank something green and evil down in Prague. Hopped that Eastern European midnight train and we got robbed. Her eyes were closing like a solar eclipse. I drifted off with her sucking on my lips. I felt the sting of a communist wind on my cheek as the blood came rushing in.
Again, that was Griffin House, who performs at 8 p.m. Friday at the Acorn Theater, 107 Generations Drive, Three Oaks. Ticket prices range from $30 to $35. For more info, call 756-3879 or visit www.acorntheater.com.
That's only a taste of all the arts and entertainment here in Southwest Michigan. Here's a few of the other events to check out this weekend. The Citadel Dance and Music Center presents Atlas, a spring concert of dance at 7 p.m. tonight and Friday, and 2 and 7 p.m. Saturday in the Hanson Theater of Lake Michigan College Mendel Center, 2755 East Napier, Benton Harbor. Tickets are only $15. Call 925-9440 or visit www.citadeldmc.org.
Also happening tonight is the talk and signing with the Hope Chest author Wade Rouse. His pen name is Viola Shipman. He is signing his latest book at 7 o'clock at Forever Books, 312 State Street in St. Joseph. It is free, but reservations are requested because it does fill up pretty quick. You can call 982-1110 or visit www.foreverbooks.net.
We love Forever Books. What a great store.
Yeah.
Also, the Beckwith Theater Company in Dowagiac presents Moon Over Buffalo at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday, starting this weekend and also next weekend at the Beckwith Theater, 100 New York Avenue, Dowagiac. Tickets are only $10 for fully staged theater. It's amazing. Call 782-7653 or visit them online at beckwiththeater.com.
The Giving Tree Band opens the last Saturday concert series down in Buchanan. That starts at 7 o'clock Saturday on the Common, 122 Days Avenue in Buchanan. The concert is free. For more info, call 695-3844 or visit buchanancommon.wordpress.com.
Also, the band Water Seed performs at 9 p.m. Friday and Stormy Chormer at 9 p.m. Saturday. Both at the Livery, 195th Street, our favorite, the Livery Brew, Benton Harbor. Both are free concerts. Pretty cool. 925-8760 or liverybrew.com.
And we should also mention that the St. Joseph Municipal Band opens their yep. concert season this weekend as well. They open the regular band season concerts 3:30 and 7:30 p.m. Sunday at the Johnny and Howard Band Shell, and also have their first 9 p.m. Big band concert there at the Band Shell, which is at 550 Port Street, St. Joseph. Both are free. For more info, you can visit them online at stjoemunicipalband.com.
Also, I want to give a shout out to our theme music buddies at Mike Snow. They're touring the area. They've promised us an exclusive interview when they are done with their tour, but they are swamped right now. I can't remember where they were last night, but they're in Cincinnati, all sorts of places, Indianapolis this week, Louisville, and tomorrow night, Friday, in Grand Rapids. So if you're willing to make a trip up to Grand Rapids, you can see Mike Snow. I think it's at 20 Monroe Live, 11 Ottawa Avenue, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Really cool, relatively new venue up there.
It is.
Will Call opens 2 hours prior to doors are at 7, shows at 8 p.m. It's only $20, includes all service charges, facility fees, and taxes. And then another exciting thing, the very next day, they are part of a huge beach festival just south of Chicago called Mambi on the Beach 2017. And they're one of the headliners, along with MGMT and Walk the Moon and Marion Hill. And that's a bigger ticket price, but it's a beautiful, beautiful venue south of Chicago on the beach. It's an all-day festival. And you can get your tickets at mambibeach.com if you want to check that out.
So if you've been digging our theme music and wanted to find out a little bit more about the band, you can go check out Mike Snow here. Not pretty short drives both directions.
I think so. Yeah. 45 minutes to an hour or so. Not that far.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that'll do it for this week's Breaking Character. Be sure to join us again next Thursday when we'll be talking about the Accidentals returning to Livery and the new exhibit Beach Season, which opens at the Krazzle. Of course, you can also read about many of the events we discuss here in Sight and Sound, the weekly entertainment guide that appears each Thursday in the Herald Palladium, or follow me on my Facebook writer page under Jeremy D. Bonfiglio, or on Twitter at HP Bonfiglio.
You can follow me on Facebook at Paul Mau Productions, or on Twitter at PM Tenor. We want to thank our engineer, Louis Krajewski, and everyone here at Midwest Family Broadcasting for Houston Studios, my buddy Andrew Wyatt, the band Mike Snow, that you should be listening to right about now on our out music, for their song Black and Blue as our theme song, and to our sponsors, the Mendel Center, Lake Michigan College, the Herald Palladium, Twin City Players, Krazzle Arts Center, and the Mason Jar Cafe. You can subscribe right now to Breaking Character at 98.3thecoast.com, WSJM.com. Find it on the websites of the Herald Palladium, the Mendel Center, or via iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Thanks again for listening to Breaking Character.